This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This is one of the things, believe it or not, I have assignments every week that I enjoy. But I honestly think, maybe because of my feelings, my friendship with Ken, I enjoy this time we spend together as much as any other assignment that I have during the week. Not only because I like him and I enjoy talking to him, but also because of the basic bottom line knowledge that he imparts by doing all this research, looking into the journals of medicine, trying to figure out what may apply to him and his practice at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's a cardiologist, but because of the advent of telemedicine and basically because of his knowledge and attitude, he certainly is as close to being a GP, even though he specializes in cardiology. He knows what's going on in your body, and therefore more credibility comes to the results of the studies. And as we are in the age of COVID, Ken, once again, we ought to probably start with, but maybe we hope, I think every time we get started, okay, we'll get the COVID stuff done first, and then we'll get to the other stuff, and then we never have time to get to the other stuff because there's so much COVID. So maybe this is breaking down a little bit. I see that Fauci says, don't expect, what was the exact quote? Let me see if I can find it. Did you see that this week that he said, don't expect another shutdown or something along that line, don't worry about another shutdown. I think it was something along that line. At any rate, we certainly still have lots of concerns. A lot of people are going to be affected by this. I know one of the things, because you're a great baseball fan, you see what's happening in the world of baseball. These players that are exposed to the virus and opting not to play, I think it's going to happen in football. I wonder if we get through any season of any sport because of this virus. What do you think? What's your take on that?
So wait a second. First, you mentioned Fauci saying that the nation can survive COVID-19 without another shutdown.
Yes, I did.
You mentioned that. That's what Fauci said. And then you mentioned something about me. I want to just backtrack before we go. And what I think is amazing about what I do, having over three decades evolved into a preventive cardiologist before all this started, and what we're learning is that if you lower your risk of cardiovascular disease, you also lower your risk of getting severe COVID-19, which is really intriguing to me that the two really go in the same direction.
Do you think people are understanding that? Is that story being told?
I want
because obviously his headlines, COVID-19 deaths rising again. Yada yada. New controversy over hydroxychloroquine. You know that.
I think the political noise that has entered from academic medicine is beyond belief, and I think we're going to look back on this, and there's going to be it's going to be a real black eye on academic medicine. The fact that they let politics get in the way of good decision making, and because we as physicians, if you've interacted with any academics, you know, there is this holier-than-thou feeling that you get from them. And they haven't been holier-than-thou here, you know. No. And it's really shameful how the actions. There have been retractions in what we thought were the most prestigious journals. There's outright lying. I mean, there's outright corruption. It's so obvious. It's transparent. And, you know, Dr. Risch, this epidemiologist at Yale, MD, PhD, Dr. Smith, infectious disease doctor in New Jersey, whose father's colleague trained Dr. Fauci. They're two infectious disease experts who are trying to tell everybody that hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc could save lives. And Dr. Risch has an article that almost 100,000 Americans are being killed because we won't talk about hydroxychloroquine in a positive light. And, you know, so this is going to be, in the future, a real black eye on academic medicine that they acted this way. And it's sad. It's truly sad. You know, if I wanted to invent an experiment to get a bad result about hydroxychloroquine, it's all in the experimental design. I would give it in not enough quantity, not enough duration, late in the onset of the illness. But if I wanted to design an experiment where we would see how beneficial, effective, and safe hydroxychloroquine is, I would give it immediately after the diagnosis was made in an adequate dose three times a day for 10 days. I'd get an EKG at the beginning after 24 and 48 hours and showing that there's no issues. And you'd have a 0.5% mortality, as is being reproduced in countries throughout the world. Wow. So it's all in how you design the experiment. And I wouldn't, just because an individual says it's a great thing, I wouldn't care about the politics. I want to save lives. That's what doctors are supposed to
but
do.
But you see, it always depends on who says it or where it's printed. The Newsweek magazine article this week, for example, that basically debunks all those people who are saying that hydroxychloroquine is no good. This is something that's there. It costs $20 instead of, what, $3,000 for the
right.
other stuff.
And it's been around for 50, 60 years.
Yeah, right.
So come on. With a great safety profile.
Yeah.
Everyone in Vietnam took it daily for prevention.
Oh, it's all about money. All right, so let's get to our various articles from various medical journals regarding this and some other items. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Say it again, Doug. Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. Telemedicine available from him at 352-735-1400. A lot of people listening around the country say, I want to talk to that guy. He sounds like he's pretty reasonable and pretty smart. 352-735-1400. He is pretty reasonable and he is pretty smart. So you can get to him by going to 352-735-1400. Here's something else you can get to that's pretty... I was going to be corny here and use the term patented. It's but this is a product that's patented. All natural power swabs, the tooth detergent whitening agent that lightens stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. It is a pat response to a question that someone might ask, what do I use? Because my teeth are pretty nice and white. I don't drink coffee, and I don't drink tea, and I don't drink wine, and I don't smoke. So I don't have the same problems that many of you do. But if you want to get to wherever it is that I do a lot of blueberries, and that may stain your teeth as well. So brighter, whiter smile, the way to get there, the formula, simple. Go to powerswabs.com, order a 3-month supply, and you can do that pretty easily. Use the DJV10 code, and I don't think you have to actually get a 3-month supply. You get a 30-day supply for 40% off and another $10 because you're using the DJV10 code. But the swabs that you use, the work that gets done, the results that you have will speak for themselves. No strips, no trays, minimal to no sensitivity. This is the easiest to use system that provides professional level whitening from the comfort of your own home. Go to powerswabs.com, get that whitener, use the discount code DJV10 to save the most upon ordering.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. All right, so you got one more step to take.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think we can open up without closing down, and we do for the time being. We should be wearing masks, and especially cover your nose. That's where 90% of the virus comes in. The receptor to the virus is in the nose. Make sure the nose gets covered. And social distance, keep the hands clean, and especially keep them off the face. Don't touch the eyes, nose, or mouth with your hands unless they're really clean. And I think with those common sense measures, we can weather the storm till we have a vaccine. I think we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year and by springtime. Anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one.
I saw some data from Novavax. They have a vaccine that they say shows promise. But what does that mean? It shows promise. They're giving 2 doses of the vaccine to the test subjects.
Right.
And it has
to go through 3 phases before it gets approval from the FDA. So it starts with a small group of people that you want to first demonstrate that it's safe. That's key. And then if you, in a small number of people, demonstrate that it's safe, you give it to a little larger number of people, and you want to see if it's effective. Is it generating antibody that kills the virus in high enough quantity and specific enough for the virus? And if it does, then you go to phase 3, where you now choose 30,000 people and you're testing safety and effectiveness. And that's where we are with several of these. And it's going to be amazing.
Well, Moderna has another one, right?
Moderna has one. Pfizer has one. The Chinese have one. The British have one.
That.
AstraZeneca. There's a number of them. And it's going to be interesting who gets to the finish line first. Ironically, it might be the Chinese. They started first.
I'm not buying anything.
That'll be interesting if people take theirs.
Who are they kidding? They started it, and they probably were already working on a vaccine so they could sell more stuff.
Then there could be a number of vaccines, and probably we're going to be left with a situation of deciding which is the better of the bunch, and hopefully we'll be in that situation.
Moderna has priced their vaccine at from $32 to $37 a dose, and that would be going to the states. Who pays for this? Are we going to get free doses when we go to the drugstore, or is some state-sponsored thing, or is the insurance going to pay for this? How will that work, do you think?
Probably all of the above, but the good news is the good news is that it's looking like it's not going to be too expensive, you know, under $100 for both injections. Probably you need 2 doses spread out in a little bit of time, and that's what the price is looking like, and that's hopeful.
More COVID information for you as we continue along here on this week's Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doctor of Medicine, Doctor of Philosophy, Doctor of Astrology. No, he doesn't have an astrology degree, but he is pretty good at looking ahead. We'll get more info for you to consider as we continue on Good Day Health.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the podcast that we have, The Good Day Health Show, there's an episode every week from Ken and an episode from Jack. Ken's most recent contribution basically is, well, there's all kinds of COVID information on it. We talk about protection for our eyes. You were just talking about how most of it comes through the nose, but I've heard from some people that you better try to protect your eyes as well, and that's what we talk about in part of the this most recent Good Day Health podcast. Ken explains what coronavirus does to the health of your heart as well, and he's the expert there because he's a cardiologist. So, info on in-home virus test kits, lots of up-to-date information on COVID at the podcast helm. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find it. It's the most popular podcast that we have here, and it's very readily available, easily available. You can go back and see all of the old archive stuff, find information. Information will help you on other maladies that you may be encountering. GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right, so it looks like a lot of Americans avoided ERs, according to this latest study here during the COVID.
This week, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine Edition, reported that visits to hospital emergency rooms fell off sharply in March when the COVID-19 pandemic started, keeping people at home. And a new study reports they never return to normal. That means that people are not using the ERs currently in the same numbers that they did previously. So people are still uneasy about getting into the healthcare system. I think any physician, provider, nurse who works in it knows that, and that is an issue. We know that people are not doing their preventive care. We know the diagnoses of cancers have gone way down, and that's not because people don't have it. It's because people are not going and getting screened or getting diagnostic tests. And one of the great unexpected consequences of COVID is we may get more deaths from other untreated illnesses, which would be very unfortunate. I think most healthcare facilities like our own, I mean, we're taking extraordinarily updated, careful maneuvers and safety measures to keep places safe. So I think right now, unless you're in an unusual situation, the healthcare setting now, when we know how to deal with this issue is safer and safer. You can't get into the hospital for an elective procedure without being tested, and people are separated. And I think the hospitals and most of the physicians are doing a pretty good job with all this.
Well, it's tough stuff. But one of the things that I found intriguing, talking about what some of the ramifications are, what happens after, looks like if you have a cold, it may help you when it comes to COVID. If you've had a cold, what's the relationship between a cold and this virus?
Interesting. This was a report this week in very well treated medical journal Science, and this study in Science reported that since the pandemic began, it's been known that the severity of coronavirus illness varies widely between people. It's amazing to me. Some people it's no symptoms. Some people it's the most horrible thing they've ever had in their life, and they are on a ventilator for a month and then expire. I mean, it's amazing how differently this affects different people. So could the common cold be one of the factors why? It's still just a theory, but if you've recently had a cold, many of which are also caused by coronaviruses, your immune system's T cells might recognize SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus for COVID-19, and help it fight it. So this may be part of it, why colds in the past help you get a lesser case.
So go catch a cold. Maybe that's the advice. All right, coming up, interviews on television and how anchors twist and turn the facts. And more info on the COVID and other things that are happening medically on Good Day Health.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call right now. That's 800-430-7570.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The day after President Donald Trump's election in November of 2016, the American Civil Liberties Union posted a message to him on their website saying, "See you in court." The president hasn't personally squared off against the ACLU from the witness stand, but the broader warning has happened. As of this week, the ACLU has filed nearly 400 lawsuits and other legal actions against the Trump administration. It prevailed in a U.S. Supreme Court case blocking the administration from placing citizenship questions on the 2020 census. It also spearheaded legal efforts that curtailed the policy of separating many migrant children from their parents. Of the lawsuits, 174 have dealt with immigrant rights, targeting the family separation policy, detention and deportation practices, and the administration's repeated attempts to make it harder to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
COVID-19 continues to make things tough for America's farmers, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as a pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Egg firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation.
Pope Francis appointed new members to the Vatican's Council for the Economy, and six of them are women. The historic move means there are more senior female officials serving the Vatican than ever before. Each of the new appointees have finance backgrounds, as the Pope created the Council for the Economy in 2014 to supervise the economic management and administrative duties of the Vatican institution. Pope Francis has been overseeing efforts to reform Vatican finances and clean up after a series of scandals that have plagued Vatican operations. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Second half hour of this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen. The interview on CNN, this is a Yale doctor who was being confronted over hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, I don't know why I have a thing about that, but anyway. But it just shows you how, and that's all we're trying to present here, just be aware of you being had, which is not new to this issue. It just is that you get had when you are watching Fox, you get had when you're watching MSNBC, you get had when you're watching CNN, because there's really, it's the facts get lost in the garbage speak. So here's this doctor from Yale who's talking about how good the drug is, and the anchor...
This is a CNN interview?
Yeah. Okay. Tries to put words in his mouth, and the guy says, hey, don't speak for me. So you watched it, I'm guessing.
Oh my gosh, I did, and it's sad. I mean, it's just sad. Journalists should be after the truth, not trying to advocate an opinion. And it's so predictable what will happen when someone like this Yale MD PhD professor of epidemiology who greatly is in favor of using hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, early on, immediately after the diagnosis, and is trying to explain to the world how effective it is if you use it early and how effective it's not if you wait a significant amount of time after the diagnosis is made. And journalists who've made up their mind already, who are advocates, not true journalists, don't want to get to the truth, will do anything they can to shut this guy down. It's really, it's just sad. It's journalistic malpractice. I don't get it.
Journalists have insurance against journalists. You have insurance against medical malpractice. Why shouldn't they? Somebody should sue them for dispensing incorrect information. That would be, if you gave the incorrect information to a patient,
absolutely,
you'd get sued.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all just right. Really sad that they don't want the truth, but they have a predetermined opinion they want to get out. And if it gets in the way of that, they'll do whatever they can to trash it. And it's just really sad. And I didn't quite get this until I saw what they were doing in medicine. And now I see it, and I can understand it in medicine, so I wonder what they're doing with other things.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Here's a cocktail drug, a couple of antibodies that, according to the therapists at Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, something called REGN-COV2, they say it can greatly reduce virus load in your upper airway tract. I don't know if you saw anything about this. There was a study that I saw being done at the Southwest National Primate Research Center in Texas, and it was published apparently on BioRxiv, whatever that is. So they started July 6th to evaluate this particular drug's ability to prevent the infection among uninfected people. So this would be another vaccine, it sounds like, yes?
It sounds like it's trying to stimulate antibody against SARS-CoV-2.
Yeah. It is exasperating. There's so much information, and one just wonders what the truth it is. It's how do you relax people and get them to just, okay, trust the system's going to work and trust that you're going to be okay. That, you know, and people say, well, just listen to Ken say, if you're fat, what is it, only 12% of the people in the country don't have some kind of issue that makes them vulnerable to the COVID. And most of it is being overweight, right?
Well, the risk of getting severe COVID-19, those risk factors are so similar to the risks of getting heart disease, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. These are the factors that increase your risk to getting COVID-19. Also, if you have heart disease, which you're not treating optimally, that will increase your risk of getting severe COVID-19. And there are some others, bad lung disease, especially asthma, emphysema. If you're on drugs which decrease your immune system, if you have an autoimmune illness, these can also increase your risk of getting severe COVID-19. But the major risk factors are the same factors that lead you to heart disease. It's an amazing outcome that how similar the risk profiles are for these two issues, heart disease and severe COVID-19.
Let that be a warning to all of you. I noticed some other heart, because you are a heart specialist, some other items of interest here, including a connection between smoking and heart disease and what that does to your mental abilities as you get into midlife.
Well, certainly smoking is not going to be good for your cognitive ability, your ability to think and remember. It doesn't do good things to the circulation to your brain. So your cognition is going to be dramatically impaired as a significant smoker. And also, people who smoke are at increased risk of getting severe COVID-19. So, it's a parallel. Whatever makes your heart healthier is going to lower your risk of getting severe COVID-19.
I saw in a previous article, as long as we're in the heart disease section, I'll get away from COVID for a while and talk about your specialty. Pre-diabetes increases the risk for heart disease. How do we know if we're pre-diabetic, and how would that play into this, according to the article?
Right. This is a recent article in British Medical Journal. And the way to determine if you're pre-diabetic, meaning that you have a likelihood, if you don't change your diet and exercise lifestyle, that you will get a frank diabetes, is by getting a blood test. You can get a fasting blood sugar, and it's over 100. It's between 100 and 125. Or a hemoglobin A1C, which is an average blood sugar for approximately the past 3 months. And each of the labs have their own range for where your A1C is. And if it's in a little bit above normal, somewhere in the mid-fives, depending on the lab, there's a range. And you can have prediabetes. If it's above that number, you have frank diabetes. Prediabetes is treated with diet and exercise. Essentially, you want to minimize the white flour, lower the white flour intake in your life, the bakery goods, the white flour, and also once the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. Diet and exercise is what gets rid of prediabetes and then prevents you from getting frank diabetes.
Coming up, a new drug that reverses hair loss in a particular situation. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health for this week. The folks at MyPillow are eager to have you try all of their products, but right now they're very interested in you having a very comfortable bed. Therefore, the focus on the MyPillow website at Radio Listener Specials page on their bed toppers. That's right. This is a BOGO sale deal. Buy one, get another one free. I don't know. We're likely to have two beds that are the same size in your house, right? Why not get two of these MyPillow bed toppers? There are seven different types, sizes available that you can take advantage of. That and the pet bed. Those are the two specials at MyPillow this week, MyPillow.com. 10-year warranty, don't forget. All these products that they have are made in America. By the way, with regard to the pet pillow, there are three different sizes. What it will do is keep your pet cool and comfortable in the summertime. It's easy to wash them. I've stuffed mine in the washing machine. Dry like everything you get at MyPillow. Everything, including all their pillows. Wash them and dry them. So the BOGO deal continues. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Click on the bed toppers and see what a great deal you can get there. Enjoy yourself and use the discount code DJV. To get the promo code DJV to get the buy one, get one free deal at MyPillow.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. As we continue, I promise that we talk about this drug that reverses hair loss, it would seem. This is a particular type of hair loss. It's not male pattern baldness that this stuff treats. Although, I don't know, maybe you could use this stuff on anything where you lose your hair. Isn't really the cause pretty much the same thing, no matter why you lose it, what's going on in, you know, under your scalp?
Well, this, let's look and see what the data shows. This is an article from the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Dermatology, this week. And what they looked at was specific hair loss, which is unfortunately all too common after radiation for brain, head, or neck cancer. And the good news is when you lose your hair for treatment for these cancers by radiation therapy, treatment with topical minoxidil helps restore the hair loss caused by the radiation treatment for brain tumors and other head and neck cancers. So this is very good news.
All right, good news there. There's a new drug against MS. This multiple sclerosis is a strange disease. It seems to affect people that get it differently. It's not automatically the same in everybody. So what's the story of this new drug?
More good news reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. And yes, multiple sclerosis, where the protective coating, think of a wire and it has insulation on it, so the wires don't short out if they touch each other. Well, the nerves are the same way. The fibers go all throughout the body and they may lay on top of each other, and there is protective coating, but sometimes this protective coating just wears away. The immune system may attack it and destroy it, thinking it's a foreign body. When this protective coating on the nerve fibers goes away, you get multiple sclerosis, which is a horrible problem. It does wax and wane. It gets better, it gets worse, and it comes back, and not a good thing. But the hope, and there are some drugs out there, but the big news this week is that there's a new injection drug that can help prevent multiple sclerosis flare-ups better than existing medication. The drug, and it's a mouthful, it's called ofatumumab. That's easy for me to say, right? And it beats standard MS medication in reducing patients' symptoms, relapses. It also slowed down the progression of their disability over 6 months. It's been made by Novartis. They're expecting an approval decision, hopefully from the FDA, this coming September. What it does, it's a B-cell depleting drug. B-cells are part of the immune system. It does increase the infection risk a little bit in some people, and this is a drug. Ask the doctor. It's not the best choice for everybody, and this is a disease that there's a lot of choices, and you have to individualize therapy. And if you're not doing well with your medical therapy for MS, there's a drug to look forward to in the next month. Hopefully it's approved. Talk to your doctor about its availability, and it's in testing. You may even be able to get it into more research that's being done on it.
What would be the best kind of doctor to go to if you have
it? Neurologist with an N.
Yeah, N. Neurologist. Okay.
Correct.
All right, coming up
here.
Next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken. Always got the people who are always asking, what's the story with this, that, or the other thing? Let's get at it. I think the first question has to do with high blood pressure. We'll get to that momentarily here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ken Kronos is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The questions for Dr. Ken start with a question about high blood pressure. We know what it does to our arteries and to our heart. What does it do to our brain, Ken?
Well, it's unfortunately a very common cause of stroke. There's plenty of circulation in the brain and uncontrolled high blood pressure. You know, we're trying to get everybody to about 130 or less and 80 or less. That's the sweet spot. Between 130 and 140 is a gray area. Definitely over 140. We want to get you below that. And uncontrolled high blood pressure increases your risk dramatically of having a stroke.
Right.
Now, and also of not being able to think. That's, we talked about smoking and its effect on cognition, blood pressure, diabetes, also factors on decreasing your ability to think as you get older.
There are a lot of things that affect our brain, it seems, in our society today. A lot of people get concussions playing various sports. So what about, what if you do have a concussion, are there different things, different kind of brain conditions, or is it just generally speaking, if you have a concussion, you better look out because it could affect your entire brain?
Well, There was an article at the end of July in Family Medicine Community Health that showed that people with a history of concussion face increased risk of certain psychological and neurologic conditions. Doug, these conditions include attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, depression or anxiety, Parkinson's disease, or dementia.
Wow. All right. What about this new blood test, which is being used by some brain specialists in spotting Alzheimer's disease? Is it any good?
There's an article at the end of July in JAMA Network Open that this blood test intended to measure levels of a protein in blood called tau is 96% accurate in identifying people with Alzheimer's disease instead of other forms of dementia, which is pretty impressive. That's just as accurate as a PET scan and also spinal taps. It's just as accurate as, and you, boy, if you can avoid that, and more precise than MRI and other blood tests. Tau is one of a handful of proteins linked with Alzheimer's disease. Beta amyloid is another protein linked with this disease.
How many people come into your clinic, Lake Cardiology in Florida, with signs, warning signs of cardiac arrest or cardiac problems, and do you get them to the hospital immediately?
They walk in and it's an emergency?
Yep.
An unexpected emergency? You mean they came to my office instead of going to the hospital?
They had something wrong, and you look at them in 2 seconds and say, we're getting this guy to the hospital now. What tells you to do that?
1 to 3 times a month that happens, that somebody, instead of going to the hospital, comes to the office. What tells me? Well, you know, that's decades of experience, but there are some obvious signs. You look at their vital signs, their blood pressure, their heart rate, their respiratory rate, their temperature. You look at their symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, lightheadedness, dizziness. You look at their electrocardiogram, do a physical exam, and hopefully they're in a stable situation, that if they are having symptoms, it's not an emergency. But that's what we're trained to do. It's called triage, and that's why sometimes you wait for a cardiologist, because somebody walks into the office unexpectedly and has life-threatening symptoms, and it occurs 0 to 3 times a month, in at least in our office, and I think in any cardiologist's office. And you've got the EMTs, the ambulance there, and that's going to wreak havoc on a schedule.
What does triage mean?
Triage means what a physician, especially in cardiology, unlike in a bakery where you take a number, first one in gets next served, in cardiology and in any doctor who takes care of potentially life-threatening patients, you take care of the sickest first. Though, growing up, we saw the MASH units on TV,
right,
and you could see how they decided where to go first. It wasn't the person who was brought there first, it was the most sick. And as physicians, we assess who is the most likely to be able to survive, and the most sickest, who needs our attention the quickest. And that's where, how we make our decision. That's called triage, keeping people alive who need our attention soonest and most salvageable.
Insights into modern medicine. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. You can reach Dr. Ken, by the way, by dialing his clinic in Florida, 352-735-1400, 59 past the hour.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food, the availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.